You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
We have received emails where relationships have been restored, babies have been saved, mothers have been encouraged to keep fighting for their kids, and that is all possible because of your generosity. Our ministry is supported financially, primarily by our listeners and our viewers. So thank you so much to those who have jumped on board in the last year or two and gave to this ministry. It has allowed us to expand on over 20 TV networks, 600 radio stations, and the major podcast avenues. In this next year, we're praying for more people who have been impacted by this program to come alongside us so we can get these life-saving conversations in more homes across America. And we can't do it without you. If you'd like to donate to Counterculture Ministries and help us expand the reach, you can make your tax-deductible gift by going to counterculturemom.com and then just click on that pink donate button at the top of the page. You can make a one-time year-end gift or become a monthly partner. Our monthly budget is $40,000 to keep this show on the air and to cover production costs. We are in need of $20,000 to cover our monthly expenses, and we'll be expanding to more platforms as soon as our funding comes in. To give, just check out counterculturemom.com and click on the donate tab at the top of the page. And if you know of any other families that might be interested or that are impacted by our show, please let them know that we're looking for monthly partners here in the new year. At the same time, any businesses that are for America, pro-life, love kids, have conservative Christian values, please let them know as well that we are looking for monthly partners. Once again, all a tax write-off. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to serve the Lord every single week through this program. John Euler is a certified clinical trauma professional and certified sex offender treatment provider. He is host of the counseling podcast, Journey to Healing, and has spent over 30 years treating survivors of sexual abuse, severely emotionally disturbed youth, and sexual predators. He spent over 11 years on psychology staff on the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. His work with troubled teens has given him insights into how the trans movement has been manufactured to exploit vulnerable minors. His work with sexual predators has given him insight into the minds of sociopaths and psychopaths and how sexual psychopaths think and the ways they can perpetrate against victims. His work with survivors helped him understand the shattering effects of sexual trauma on a survivor's personality structure. And that is how he came to understand the reality of both satanic ritual abuse and dissociative identity disorder, or DID. His passion lies with helping such survivors come to understand the impact of their trauma so they can move through their healing journey. Wow. I'm Tina Griffin. Put your seatbelt on and welcome to another episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. SRA survivors is a serious topic we are unpacking today, and we are with one of the top experts in that field to dissect this beast of an issue. I'm with licensed therapist and founder of SurvivorSupport.net, John Euler. John, unbelievable your background. Thank you for helping survivors thrive with SRA. It's unbelievable.
Tina, it's a pleasure to be with you.
I tell you, I don't even know where to dissect what I just saw with the questions I want to address, but I'm just going to dig in deep because I need every minute that you have with what you have to share today. You run a full-time counseling practice. You're specialized in helping people who've experienced serious emotional and sexual abuse, and you conduct 5 weekly sex offender treatment groups for men on parole who are mandated into treatment. Unbelievable that you do both sides. Typically, people do not do that. My top question, how in the world did you get involved with this as your life's mission, and did it have anything to do with your past?
Well, it has to do with the Lord will direct our paths, and I never would have written the script for my life. Once upon a time, I was heading into vocational ministry, but then changed to counseling. But then the Lord started to bring different populations, and primarily sexual abuse survivors. Then I changed to working with kids in the system, so those that were in group homes and residential treatment. So those are really the most severely damaged. And then through a turn of events, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections came knocking, you know, in the right way, but I turned them down. I didn't want to work in a prison.
Wow.
Originally from California, envisioned doing a marriage and family counseling office. And then before you know it, I was recruited to start the nation's first intensive treatment program in long-term solitary confinement. So the Hannibal Lecters and others, and through that, I accrued more clinical contact hours than any prison psychology staff member in the US or Canada. So I have worked longer in long-term solitary confinement than any prison psychology staff. So I got up close and personal with them, and then headed up one of Pennsylvania's standalone forensic specialized treatment unit for sexually violent predators. Was doing sex offender treatment, low and high intensity, in the unit. I also served as one of the suicide prevention trainers for staff, and did a number of groups, then retired after 11 years. That was probably enough. But then started survivorsupport.net to really help people understand, and to help survivors primarily to understand their journey and how to heal.
How did you come to learn about dissociative identity disorder? Was that something that was taught to you in your grad program?
I had never heard of dissociation, so let alone, at that time it was MPD. So we were doing the DSM-3, and then 4 had just come out. I didn't believe in it. So number one, now Cal State Fullerton, a good program, but they didn't have one course on trauma. And therefore, to understand dissociation, you have to understand trauma. It is the result of something that is so overwhelming that, and it's inevitably a young person. However, it can be, meaning it'll carry with them. If someone dissociates as a child, they will continue to dissociate then as an adult. The goal is to help them dissociate less and less so they can deal with the stressors in the here and now.
As far as dissociative identity disorder, can you explain once again what that is and what the red flags are for that, so people can say, hang on a second, my loved one or myself, I have this?
Sure. And again, I didn't believe in it once upon a time. So the Lord has a funny sense of humor. How I came to understand it and work with it is it unfolded in front of me. And that was through somebody who had been severely abused and, in keeping with the topic, that had experienced satanic ritual abuse. And I didn't believe in that either. So it's very powerful when somebody starts to recall memories that had been so far shoved away. Now, you have a group that was organized a number of years ago, and it's disbanded, called the False Memory Syndrome. And they were actually a predator protection organization, in my estimation. One of the founding individuals viewed pedophilia as a non-issue, quite frankly. So that should tell you a lot.
Tell you something.
But just as we have adult amnesia with adult brains, as a matter of fact, I just interviewed, and it can be found on the site survivorsupport.net under the podcast tab, the issue of repressed memories. I just interviewed a combat veteran who for 40 years has been experiencing traumatic memories from combat. So Bert and I sat down together, and he had forgotten, and I wasn't going to disclose, but he disclosed that he and I have been working clinically together. Well, about 2 years into our work together, he awakens from a dream to find out that it wasn't a dream, but it was a full-blown memory. Ugh. And so I asked him, Bert, would you be willing to come on the podcast? I was going to keep his identity confidential, but he disclosed it. But it's a verifiable memory. And so here he had a dream that he thought was a dream. He awakens. He normally still experiences nightmares from combat. He had 3 days of combat in Panama. So he was part of the invasion of Panama as a 21-year-old. He was bayoneted, so he was in the thigh, so he was medevaced out. But he only remembers a day and a half of 3 days. Now, that's with a 21-year-old brain.
Wow.
So he has amnesia from combat, but here he's been trying to work through that PTSD for 40 years, still has nightmares. And then lo and behold, in the midst of working through that, he gets this dream that as he awakens and he's describing it to his wife, he realizes it's an actual memory. And they go and they research it. And sure enough, and there was an incident, there was a murder-suicide in Salt Lake City in 1978 of a woman who the husband was a small, was really thought he was part of the LDS church, but he thought he was the Messiah. And he committed suicide. So the orders that he gave his wife was that they were to go up to a certain floor and throw all the kids off. And then she was to jump. And Bert happened to be there within feet of the first body that fell. So that was age 11 for Bert. So he had totally forgotten about that. Here's a man that went through combat, went through a number of situations, and wasn't even aware because he had pushed it down. So there is a bona fide, verified example of not just a repressed memory, but one thing that was very challenging for me is a memory came up in the form of a dream. Now, I'm not going to place a lot of stock that every single dream we have, but there's an example. So if somebody wants to hear about that, they can go on to the site.
And then
but it's
look
very
it up
real.
Under your podcast tab underneath survivorsupport.net?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is just unbelievable. We will definitely tune into that. Everyone out there tuning in, if it's radio, especially, you'll want to watch this series this week. Go to counterculturemom.com. Actually, every week you'll want to watch it. So watch a TV version and go to counterculturemom.com. Click on the show tab. You'll get all of this. Surrounding every episode, you will get every link to what we're talking about today. So I'll make sure that your website is surrounding that. You have actually four websites we're going to go to today because you have a wealth of knowledge. We're going to go to a short commercial break. Support our sponsors. They allow us to find fantastic guests talking about SRA survivors this week. Help support them to allow us to keep getting excellent, excellent quality content out to you every single week. Hang tight. Back more on this unbelievable depravity right after this.
The Jace case is a pack of five antibiotics. We put these antibiotics together very purposefully. They were curated in a way that covers the most common as well as the most deadly bacterial infections that you might encounter. In addition, it includes a guidebook to the safe use of the medications that is written in a way that's accessible for most people to be able to look up what their symptoms are and what the proper medication is to take. The idea behind the Jace case is to allow everyone to be better prepared medically, to be empowered to care for themselves.
Since the pandemic began, our healthcare industry has had to transform from receiving medication to physician visits. Everything changed. Jace Medical is dedicated to providing proper access to medications before you need them. This protects against issues during travel or disruptions with supply chains, natural disasters, and other emergency situations that have proven to overwhelm our healthcare system. Secure your own supply of medication with ease and peace of mind.
Use code TINA for a discount at jacemedical.com.
We have four principles. First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to life, military and first responders.
My name's Scott. I'm with Patriot Mobile. What is going on with all the woke companies in this country? It seems like everybody has completely lost their minds, right? No more. This is called voting with our dollars. We need to start prioritizing our beliefs and our values over convenience and comfort. And this is why companies like Patriot Mobile are so important right now.
If you have a place to go put your money, you always want to put it with somebody that's like mine.
Of course.
I think that's the beauty of Patriot Mobile. We're a conservative alternative.
My pronouns are Bible believer, gun carrier, and mama bear. We are the nation's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Switch today at patriotmobile.com. For free activation, use promo code TINA.
John, can you tell us one more time what DID actually is?
Sure. DID is a diagnosis for a phenomenon that has to do with dissociation. It used to be called multiple personality disorder. It's inevitably going to be in childhood. If a child goes through enough trauma, inevitably it's going to be sexual abuse. It can be physical, but with what we're talking about, especially SRA, it's sexual trauma. At a sadistic level, so much so that the child involuntarily essentially says, this isn't happening to me, I'm out of here. So there's a splitting, really I call it a segmentation. There's a segmenting of the personality that during the traumatic event, and inevitably this is going to be, and this is part of what's called ritualistic abuse. It's not just the method or the way or the means by which the trauma happens, but it's the regularity. It's the tactical and strategic use of a child where they have regular and consistent access to a child. So, and deviant adults, deviant men, will always and inevitably increase the degree of sadism. And they will, they'll increase the trauma. And so they know, and I still don't necessarily know, MK Ultra is a real thing as well. And they also use sexual abuse.
Yes.
The splitting on the inside is very profound, and it's very real, to where they actually also not only hear the different parts. So you're taking a normal personality and segmenting it into parts, and those parts will have, they'll comprise the different range of emotions. As a matter of fact, a good intro into this idea of parts is the movie Inside Out. If you remember the animated film.
Yes.
There's a new theory out there, and it's really a reframing of all this, called internal family systems therapy. And it's actually been researched well enough as far as the outcomes that insurance will pay for this.
Wow.
Frank Anderson, Dick Schwartz is sort of the founder of IFS, but it's reframing dissociation. So instead of the old-fashioned term alters, now the term parts are used. And it's really talking about what happens with trauma, because the premise is we all have different sides to us, different parts. But
yes,
the greater the degree of trauma, there will be a segmentation of that. And the question is, how can we even talk about SRA, satanic ritual abuse? Isn't that fanciful? The reality is this: if you come to understand what happens in the male mind to become a predator, then it makes sense that once they reach a certain level, they need a greater degree of being able to perpetrate trauma. And the key to understanding sex offenders and the dangers, there's about 8 different categories that I've logged or assessed over the years. When somebody becomes deviant, and as a matter of fact, there is a chart, I wanted to put down some of the most salient points for people to understand in terms of what motivates them. And so what you have on this chart, I actually just put it together, I'll have it on my site though, is you have the best way to understand somebody who is starting to abuse others is on a continuum of, let's say, 1 to 10 or mild to profound. So how you read this chart is the gold bar up there, a continuum of sexual predation. So it's a continuum and perpetration. Most of us think that sexual perpetration is about lust, but you can see very little of that. So by the time somebody is harming a child, you can see they've moved from lust to sexual gratification. It's a big difference. So you have normal sexuality and then lust. We all battle with lust, especially men. But sexual gratification is different. That's where, well, I'm owed that. Self-entitlement, you can see it's going to morph. Now I deserve that. I don't care if, and there'll be a decreasing degree of care and concern as to whether or not the person, the partner, let's say with an adult, that my spouse is enjoying herself, that she is along with me for this experience. That's a normal, healthy relationship. And a normal man can only get an erection if he knows that his spouse, his wife, is enjoying herself. Once you reach deviant, see the word deviant, that means that you can only get aroused knowing that you're causing harm.
It's unbelievable. I can't even wrap my brain around this.
And therefore, that's the beginning of a predator. The whole entire spectrum is what we call objectification. I'm, instead of loving people and using things, I am now using people and loving things. The two terms coined by Robert Hare, you've got bloody psychopath and a white collar psychopath. White collar psychopaths, the more psychopathic they become, the more normal they appear, such as Jeffrey Epstein, such as Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, that's factual. Robert Hare, he uses Bernie Madoff, and Robert Fallon uses Bill Clinton. So a classic example of modern day psychopaths. And there's 3 characteristics of a psychopath, and then this will demystify it. And in my estimation, it's not nurture, nature, or genetics. There's a big controversy about that. I think I've ended the controversy, because given how many hours I've worked around these men, all those play a part. But the way to understand it ultimately is conscience. If you violate your conscience enough, you will violate your conscience. You'll be successful. So as someone is moving from left to right on this chart, really getting worse and worse, you can see that it shifts from relationship to now effect. And that's really at the bottom of the chart. You're going to see the difference between, in my estimation, a sociopath and a psychopath. And there will also be a term out there, and it's a fancy term, but it's really kind of redundant, the dark triad. And that says that narcissism and psychopathy and Machiavellianism. Well, that's all redundant, because to be a psychopath, you have to have a good self-esteem. Now, not healthy, but you have to feel entitled to take what isn't yours.
Isn't yours. We're going to be back more with John to talk about his resources, which is huge. There's four phenomenal websites we're going to rattle off for you guys, so get a pen ready, and more right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health. And they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together. John, if a person starts to realize that this happened to them, this abuse, what can they do and what's the healing process?
They can go to my website and it'll walk them through the healing process. The most important part right now is the series that I'm doing on exactly this topic. It's the third tab over, Help for the Journey.
And this is on survivorsupport.net, everyone. Survivorsupport.net. Click on Help for the Journey. And then the fourth one down, the impact of trauma. Okay.
There you go. And then you scroll down for just a few moments and you will eventually see the first series of videos.
Wow.
Keep scrolling down a little bit more. There's some overlap, a little bit more right there. So there's the chart. And I'm doing a series right now on what's the process of healing. Ultimately, there's the system on the inside. So it's you starting to connect with you, and memories will come up and you'll have to go through that process of healing them.
There's so much info on this website. You also have several other sites I want to let everyone know about. You have churchprotect.org. What can we find on that fantastic site?
That's a lot of my research information under truths and myths. That'll help people really understand what's the nature of the most sophisticated of predators.
Wow. And then another website you have is unmaskingthetransmovement.com. I have to have you back for this a topic, definitely. What do you unmask here?
We give good clinical information, solid fact-based information to help parents and others that are concerned to understand the great deception called the trans movement. So a lot of clinical interviews, got close to 130 episodes on that. And under the same title on YouTube, the videos are available.
Okay. You have so many solutions. Like Literally, everybody, check out all these websites surrounding this episode at counterculturemom.com. John, we're definitely going to have you back for the trans movement. You have a lot to share on that. It's absolutely fantastic, critical information for this day and age. Last but not least, can someone heal from inner multiplicity? What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. It's a long process. It doesn't take forever, but it's going to be a few years. They have to be prepared for it. But once they start to understand that there are parts of them that have been wounded, to be able to normalize that. And there's five different reasons for voices. One of those is demonic, but that's a different issue. But the voices that are on the inside in rather than outside in, those are the ones that are those separated parts.
There's going to be 40 links surrounding this episode, everybody. Share it with the masses, text people, email people. Thank you for answering the call that God placed on your life years ago. You're doing phenomenal work. I'm going to have your brain back on this program to talk about the trans movement in the very near future. Have a great week, buddy.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.